So does that mean if I can't reach something, I use this instead?
I guess so.
It's just so silly. People should just get up and use their hands. People are so lazy these days.
4.
This looks like it could be quite useful at the office.
Yeah, it's got little pockets in the back.
So that means you can carry all sorts of things in it.
But do you think it's comfortable to wear one with all that stuff inside?
I think it should be all right, as long as you don't put too many things in it.
5.
Hey, what about this one? It says you use it in the subway.
What is it? I don't get how it works.
Well, I think you make it stand like this, and you rest your chin on it.
I see. So I guess you could sleep standing up in the subway with one of these.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't think anyone would buy it. It looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
Unit 12. Great Inventions. Lesson 2. I'd love to get one of those. 2. Listen and understand. 1.
Look at this one. How do you think it works?
Well, as far as I can see, the little fan cools down the hot noodles before you put them in your mouth.
But won't the fan get in the way while you're eating?
Yes, it probably will.
I don't think it's very practical. A stupid idea, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
2.
What about this one?
Well, you can hang your shopping bags inside it. So if it rains, you can keep dry and carry your things at the same time.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I'd love to get one of those. It's always difficult to carry bags and not get wet when it rains.
Yes, I think it's a clever idea.
3.
Do you think this is for scratching your back?
No, it says it's for getting things that are far away.